Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for exceptional 21st century living. We have our health coach, our health expert back with us, Cheryl Meyer, and we're going to be talking today about fast foods, and we're going to be talking about foods that just aren't good for us on any level. So fast foods and processed foods, and then we're also going to talk about why cooking is so important. So, you know, pencil, paper, take notes, and then go buy Cheryl's book, and then go buy the right food, and then start cooking for yourself. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back, but the real question is, are you really ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. Excuse me. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information, which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. Now, I provide consultations and healings on all aspects of life. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. Find out more about me and the services I offer by going to my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. My guest today is Cheryl Meyer. She's back with us. She's our health expert, and she is going to talk to us today about food. And a lot of times, folks, we don't even think about food when we think about health. But you know what? What we put in our bodies definitely affects our bodies. Now, this is the third show in this series of Own Your Own Health with Cheryl. And you can listen to the first show, and that was back in June 4th of 2018. The second show was December 4th of 2018, and we are talking today. Now, you can check Cheryl out at her website, and that's CherylMHealthMuse.com, CherylMHealthMuse.com, and then you can also go out there and get her book, and it's called It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. And that's available wherever books can be found. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here. I really want to share the information that I dug out in order to reverse my own health and come back to a low inflammation, no pain existence.
Well, you know, when I was reading through your book and preparing for the show, it's like, wow, you know, just about everybody has inflammation. And, you know, I think as you get older, it might exaggerate itself, you know, really make itself known. And you go to the doctors and they'll say, you got inflammation. And they'll do whatever test to tell you you have inflammation. But they really don't give you the nuts and bolts on how to get rid of inflammation unless they're pushing a particular pill. So could you give us an overview of what you feel inflammation is and how it affects our diet or how our diet affects inflammation?
Well, let me first start with doctors, which I did not realize, are given only a half a day on nutrition in medical school. And medical schools were started by the pharmaceutical companies way back before the turn of the last century. So that, and most of their information comes from their pharmaceutical reps. Mm-hmm. So one reason they don't know what to do about this stuff is because that hasn't been the concentration in their education. Whereas someone who's more holistic has probably started researching it because they had something go haywire in their bodies and wanted to find solutions. And food is one of the big keys, but toxins in all aspects of our life impact our bodies, whether it's our food, our cosmetics, our over-the-counter drugs, our cooking supplies, or how we store our food or our water, mm-hmm. or drinking water from plastic bottles. All of that impacts our body, and contributes, if we're not eating the right things and we're not using the right products, it contributes to something called toxic load. In my case, I just turned 70, but when I was 63, I woke up one morning and everything in my body hurt. And my doctor, after running all kinds of tests, finally said, I'm going to give you steroids, but there's nothing wrong with you. You need to seek therapy. And that's why I started researching, because that was not acceptable to me. I did not want a life of pain and pills. And the net result is here today, I turned 70 a week ago. I feel better than I did
Happy
in
birthday.
My 50s. Thank you. It feels, I tell you, it does feel good to feel good. And feeling better than I did in my 50s, I think for a large portion of my older years, I didn't even pay attention to what my body was telling me. So partly I'm out there talking to everybody because I want you to start paying attention to what your body's telling you. And there were little signs for me all along the way. First, I had a problem with some foods, and I would get rashes. Then I had a problem with my underarm deodorant, and it either made me rash or it made me blister. Then mascara bothered my eyes. Then one morning I woke up and my lips and my tongue and my eyes were swollen. And it ended up that was fabric softener, which as it ends up is one of the most toxic things in your life. So if you pay attention to your body, it tells you that the toxic build is building. I just didn't know that's what it was telling me. So now when I got hit with the 2x4 and I couldn't get out of bed, and my doctor said I needed therapy, and I started researching, not even knowing what I was looking for. I turned my business over to my staff. I'd been an entrepreneur for 20 years designing jewelry for majors, and started digging. And I found two things I could do right away. One was to eliminate toxins, which would lower my toxic load, and the other was to reduce my stress. So I found some exercises that are really very simple that I do on a daily basis that keep my stress level down. But food is one of the big sources of toxic load. And so we talked last time about organic versus conventional versus GMO. And what I wanted to come on your show today and talk about is processed food and fast food, because it's junk. And we need to be aware that it's junk, because our bodies do not have the ability to turn garbage into a high-quality product. Every cell, muscle, skin, and bone in our body is built by the food that we supply, so we need to choose wisely. One of the most fascinating things I found out about my body, which is true about all our bodies, is it really wants to keep us healthy, but like a computer, garbage in, garbage out. If we keep feeding it things that it can get no nutrition from, it can't do its job to keep us well. So it's really important to know why it's important to be eating real food, why it's important to cook so that you can control what goes into your mouth, and how important nutrients are. And believe it or not, every single color in fruits and vegetables works synergistically with the others to create phytonutrients that our body then takes, rejoices, and wants to make us healthy with. So knowing about fast food and processed food is a huge piece of the puzzle.
Okay. Well, there's a quote in your book from Food Matters, and it says, maybe we should stop asking why real food is so expensive and start asking why processed food is so cheap. So let's talk about, you know, the cheapness in processed foods for a while. You know, right out of college, when I graduated from college, I actually got a job at McDonald's Corporation in the management training program, and I went through all of that, was a store manager, and went to Hamburger University and all. And I was appalled back then, and this is like the 75, 76, somewhere in there. I was appalled at the fact that way back then, McDonald's admitted that their vanilla shakes would turn to plastic if you let them sit. And I was like, wow, you know?
Yeah, and a strawberry milkshake at McDonald's has 50 different chemicals in it that imitate it to taste like it's a real strawberry. 50 chemicals. Your body doesn't know what to do with those 50 chemicals.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you watch the documentary, I think it's called Ray Kroc, but it was about Ray Kroc, who's the founder of McDonald's, or at least he launched it out to the world. There was a thing where he kept playing with the ingredients of the shakes and to get a particular taste. So even in that documentary, they weren't saying, no, we have fake shakes, but they were saying, oh, yes, it's definitely massaged, you know, for a certain taste for the public. Not that it's real or healthy for you, but hey, we can make it cheap and make a ton of money, you know. And I just find, you know, I find the whole process to be so important, because we've been duped. We've been duped by our government. We've been duped by our medical establishment. I mean, how do we truly get to the truth? But let's back it up a little bit, and let's start with fast food, okay? We'll get to processed food in a moment, but let's talk about fast food. What in health is healthy in fast food, if anything?
Not a whole lot. There are a couple of companies. Chipotle actually has made a commitment not to use genetically modified ingredients, mm-hmm. and most of the things you can buy there are organic. It doesn't mean it should be an everyday treat, because it still is being mass produced, so it's still not as nutritious as something you would cook yourself, but it's a start. Panera has tried to do some healthy choices, mm-hmm. and there are a couple of companies that are popping up, which I am hoping are the future, which one's out in the Bay Area, it's on its way to in Pleasanton, and it was started by two people from Costco, because they were trying to find healthier food to sell in Costco, and it's called Organic Coop, and it uses Mary's Organic Chicken. And they fry it in coconut oil, which is a really good choice for coconut oil. And even the bun is organic. So they are hoping to then open more of them in the Bay Area and then go out across the United States.
Well, they There's do have more brand. In the Bay Area.
They do now.
They're
okay,
in
good.
San Francisco and coming soon to Oakland. So, yes, they are doing great jobs.
Okay, so that's a good choice. There's another one in Florida called Rainforest Cafe that was started by a basketball player's wife, and apparently it has lines out the door and around the block, because it's using organic produce and grass-fed beef. And so those are quality ingredients, and the quality ingredients are what you need to go into your body so that it has something to operate on. But most of the food is just junk. I used to eat a hamburger before I got sick at any of the fast food places and wonder, how could this only be 99 cents or $1.99? Mm-hmm. Could this possibly be real food? Ends up, it's not.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm chuckling because last night I was watching TV, and I actually paid attention to a commercial. It was a Burger King commercial, and they were giving you 10 nuggets, chicken nuggets, for a dollar. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are people really eating? You know, and people don't
Well,
stop
I
to
can
think about
tell
it.
You what they're eating.
Oh, please do.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. Now, this will gross you out. Chicken nuggets are approximately 50% skeletal muscle. And the reminder is fat, blood vessels, and nerves, and how high power of use, so generous quantities of epithelium and associated supportive tissue, including squamous epithelium from skin and vice versa. It's not real. It's not chicken.
Well, I've long
But it's made, they fiddle with it to make it taste like chicken.
One of the first books
I read when I started researching what was going wrong with my body and what did I need to be feeding it, I highly recommend to everyone, and it's called Pandora's Lunchbox by Melanie Warner. She, for years, was the food editor of the New York Times, and she got grossed out when she went to a food convention, because all the stuff that was at this convention were non-food products that had been developed to taste like food, but they were just pure chemicals. And her comment is that they've taken decades of food science that have resulted in the cheapest, most abundant, most addictive, and nutritionally inferior food in the world. And that will explain to you why the United States is 37th in the world in health because we're not using real ingredients in our food. And it's okay. The government is allowing it. So we need to join together and stop buying this stuff so that the industry will begin to give us real food. I don't want stuff that tastes real, but that's pure chemicals, and your body doesn't want it either.
Okay, so if we don't buy it, that's fine, and I'm on board with that. But I think we need to even go a step back a bit to get the farmers to stop growing it because they're manipulating all types of food today. I mean, you truly have to look to see if food is GMO or non-GMO, and then sometimes the way it's worded, you get confused with all of that.
Well, the farmer is at a disadvantage, and believe it or not, at least regular farmers, big corporate farming is a little different issue, mm-hmm. but our independent farmers are kind of between a rock and a hard place because by growing GMOs and growing conventional crops, which are heavily sprayed with pesticides and fungicides, mm-hmm. they are getting sick. So they don't necessarily want to be growing these kinds of crops, but their livelihood depends upon it. And to be an organic farmer is a very expensive proposition. If you're a conventional farmer, you get all kinds of money from the government that gives you so that you can get the food as inexpensive down as possible and still earn a living. If you're an organic farmer, you do not get subsidies, but instead you get all kinds of government inspections and regulations. You have to keep very complicated books. You have to prove down to the nth degree that you are really producing an organic product, which is why when people say to me, is organic really organic? Yeah, look at what they have to go through to be able to call themselves certified organic. Mm-hmm. It's kind of amazing. And I congratulate the farmers that are still doing that because there's a huge demand for that food, but it is more expensive, which seems to be off-putting to people who don't understand what that farmer has committed to do to bring us a quality product.
Well, sometimes, though, I think Cheryl, it's just a matter of basic economics. I mean, if you got a family of four or six to feed and, you know, organic chicken costs $10 and a regular chicken costs $5, you're going to go with, you know, if you're on a budget, you're going to go with the $5 chicken because, you know, you've got to make the money stretch a bit. I mean, I understand it's not the healthiest thing. So what can we do? Maybe it's lobbying or whatever to help bring down the cost of organic farming. Because back when I was a kid 99 years ago, you know, basically all
more
farming was organic, you know.
I think the only way that it's going to happen is if we stop buying the other stuff, in all honesty,
okay. uh-huh.
because the government is not going to support us. There is too much money passing around. And Monsanto is the big producer of a lot of the chemicals. They've recently been bought by Bayer, who is another big producer of chemicals being sprayed on our food. And the people who run the USDA are either past or future executives of Monsanto. So it's a revolving door of people from the chemical companies that are regulating what's being sprayed on our food. So nothing is going to change unless we stop buying it, and it's got to be because it hits them in their pocketbook. And, yes, I know it's hard for families to eat organic, but you got to look at your food budget and figure out where in your life can you save because that needs to be a priority. Because you're either going to pay now or you're going to pay later.
Yeah.
If you're eating all these chemicals and you're eating all of these pesticides and herbicides and you're eating all the chemicals in your fast food and your processed food, it's going to catch up to you and you're going to get sick and your family's going to get sick. And one of the things I found was a guy saying, yeah, I know it's expensive to buy organic, but have you priced out cancer lately? It's kind of pay now or pay later.
Yeah.
And so do you really need to stop for that coffee in the morning on the way to work? Could you save that money and use it for vegetables? Where can you save in your budget so that your priority becomes the fact that food quality matters in terms of what you put into your body? Mm-hmm. And if you cook instead of buying all these processed foods or fast foods, you don't have to be making expensive things, but you need to use quality ingredients. One of my favorite lunches is to take different vegetables, whatever I have in my refrigerator. It could be cauliflower. It could be broccoli. Steam it. Throw it in my blender with a little bit of bone broth, a little bit of almond milk, and a little bit of ghee, and then add some seasonings, and voila, I have soup. It probably takes me 10 minutes to make it, and it is jam-packed with nutrients. There are things that we can do that and it doesn't cost, what does a head of cauliflower cost? Not a whole lot. So there are things that you can do that keep your food expenditures down but still feed your body nutrients. Grass-fed meats, pastured chicken, yes, they're more expensive. But we don't need as much as we're eating either. The rule of thumb is you don't need more than the size of a deck of cards. That's a lot less than what a lot of us eat on our dinner plate. The rest of what we eat really should be vegetables. So can you afford pastured meat if you're eating a lot less of it and you're eating the amount of protein that you need for your body to function optimally, and then you give yourself nutrients and all the color to the rainbow in the vegetables that you eat? Yeah, you can. You just have to rejuggle. Where are you putting your money? And what are your priorities? And why is this important? 53% of our kids have some kind of chronic illness. That's a pretty frightening. And how expensive are their health costs? You know, we have a health care issue in this country, and I don't believe it's just because we have an insurance problem. I believe it's because of all the crud that we're putting into our bodies that are making us all sick. And other countries are controlling some of this. France just decided there are no GMOs that are going to be allowed to be grown in their country, period.
Wow.
It was much easier to get healthy food when we went to England and France last year. They are very conscious of it, and it is very transparent. People in London were shocked that we aren't told up front on every single package what's genetically modified, because that labeling is absolutely mandatory in England. But it's all hidden here, so you have to dig in and become informed, because otherwise what you're eating and what you're feeding your families is not healthy.
And, you know, folks, even if you go to the fast food restaurants and you get the salad, okay, the salad has like an antifreeze-type chemical on it.
Antifreeze chemicals all over it.
And so, you know, you eat your fast food salad and all of a sudden your eyes start to water, or you have skin irritation. You know, it's like you can't win, so why even bother to go there? We are speaking with, Cheryl Meyer. She's the author of If It Feels Good. It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. You know, Cheryl, we need to work on my pneumonia here because I am just like done.
Okay. I'm sorry,
It's okay. You can check Cheryl out of her website, and that's CherylMHealthMuse.com. Again, her website is CherylMHealthMuse.com. So, Cheryl, we talked about, you know, the fast food, and you know, sometimes people are just busy and they're out and about. And in your book, you talk about you always have a green apple.
So you want to know what I do when I'm out and about and I'm stuck without food? Because I am not going to go through fast food. I actually will go to a grocery store, and there is a brand of cold cut called Applegate. And the funny story about him was he was a vegan, but he couldn't stand seeing what his family was eating because they ate meat. So he started a cold cut line of healthy meats. And you can buy organic ham and organic turkey and organic chicken cold cuts. So I get Applegate, I buy a head of lettuce, I buy a tomato and an avocado, and I make my own wrap. And honest to God, it probably doesn't take me more than 5 minutes longer than it would take me to drive through a fast food line.
Okay.
Only I'm eating things that are really healthy for my body. There's also a brand of eggs called Vital Farms. Those you have to read their little pamphlet and their egg carton because they're the happiest girls on the planet, referring to their chickens. And they now make little packets of hard-boiled eggs that you can buy in grocery stores.
Oh, cool.
There's no stress in those eggs because the chickens are happy. They've eaten all the right diet that they were supposed to eat, which includes berries and bugs and all kinds of things, which makes their eggs delicious. So that's a quick protein that's not terribly expensive, and you can buy it and eat it on the run.
Okay. But you also say, though, that you carry protein bars. Now, aren't the protein bars processed foods?
It depends upon the protein bar. You need to learn to read ingredients and make sure that you know what you're getting. And my rules of thumb for protein bars or processed food is if I can't pronounce it or I don't know what it is, I don't put it in my mouth. So I don't eat protein bars very often. I do on occasion take a protein bar with me. I'm trying to remember the one that I buy from San Diego. I buy one that I can't have whey because I'm dairy sensitive. But there are some protein bars that you can buy that only have real ingredients in them. And it would not be an everyday meal or treat. It's an emergency thing. And nuts are great for an emergency. Nuts are loaded with minerals and nutrients and protein. So they're another good choice. Green apples are a great choice. They're low in sugar, they have great fiber, and they're delicious.
Why green as opposed to red?
Because it has less sugar in it. And the more sugar you eat, the more addictive it is. A lot of sugar is actually more addictive than cocaine. So you want to control how much sugar you're putting into your body. And the other advantage of controlling your sugar is if you eat a lot of sugar, it turns off your appetite epistat. So your body's always screaming for more because your body's not working properly. So it's not that people don't have willpower when they want to lose weight. It's that they're addicted to sugar and their body is screaming for more. So they're swimming upstream. They can't, they don't stand a chance unless they break the addiction to sugar first. And then they're not hungry all the time, and it's much easier to lose weight eating real food. It's kind of an amazing cycle.
Yeah, it truly is. But let's talk about something that really kind of blew my mind as I was reading your book, and that's MSG. You say then in your book that MSG is found in about 80% of processed foods, and it can set off a cascade of negativity within your body. But you also went further to list alternative names for MSG, and you know, some of them blew me away. I'm going to let you talk to it, but some of them blew me away. One was gelatin, the other one was hydrolyzed protein, soy protein isolate, whey protein isolate. It's like, oh my God, you know, you think you're trying to do the right thing, but then you're really not, because they're hiding this horrible substance in our everyday food. So talk to us about MSG,
well,
why it's a
no-no. The body actually does make some MSG itself.
Okay. So,
and the Japanese figured out how to synthesize it because it has umami flavorings in it, which means it makes everything taste good, which is why they have hidden it under 39 different names. I think most of us know that MSG is not good for us if we're adding it into our food. Mm-hmm. So they came up with this brilliant idea that they're just going to call it 39 different things so that we don't know. And the biggie, which isn't even on my list, and I'm going to have to fix that, is natural flavorings. It could be MSG. It might be other things because it's kind of a catch-all. But if it says natural flavorings on it, I would not buy it because that probably is MSG. And we don't need it. And MSG causes weight gain and obesity, and it makes everything taste good, but it causes inflammation and autoimmune disease. If it's causing inflammation, it's also causing Alzheimer's and dementia and depression and skin problems, all of that stuff. And you don't need to have the additional impact to create inflammation on your body. So I can name some of these, but all different kinds of yeast, gelatin, textured protein, soy protein isolate, and whey protein isolate. I see that on a lot of labels. Carrageenan is something that comes from seaweed, but it's actually a carcinogen. And it's an even in our toothpaste. You got to be really careful and look out for it. Carrageenan makes things not separate. So even as you look at nut milks, you'll see carrageenan on the label because they don't want the nut milk to separate.
Okay.
So they put carrageenan in it. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. Don't buy things with carrageenan. That's why I said when I found it even in my toothpaste, I was appalled. bouillons are loaded with it, stock. Now, that does not mean that bone broth is loaded with it. Bone broth is actually made from bones. So, but bouillon has all the seasonings and the MSG in it to make it taste great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flavors and flavorings. Citric acid, that's in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Citric acid is actually nothing to do with citric at all. It comes from mold. Barley malt, anything enzyme modified, malt extract, and then all your soy sauce things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's under all kinds of names. And it comes down to, do you know what calcium kisinate is? I don't.
No.
So if I don't know what it is, I don't buy it.
Okay.
It's that simple. I am an avid label reader. And if I can't pronounce it or I don't know exactly what it is, like natural flavorings, I don't know what that is, then I just don't buy it. So you'll develop products that you know you can trust. Generally, they're simple products.
Mm-hmm.
Like I buy, now this isn't completely pure. It's all about toxic load. I buy Rao's marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is it only has 4 ingredients in it. So it's just tomatoes and seasonings and basil and olive oil. Good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not organic tomatoes, so they're probably genetically modified. You want to get your toxic load as low as you possibly can. And then if you eat something that's not, then it's not so terrible. But if everything you're eating is loaded with toxins, you're in trouble. So I am currently looking for a marinara sauce that I like that's got organic tomatoes in it. I haven't found one that I like the taste of yet. But I'd much rather have a product that is very pure in its ingredients until I can find the other one that then takes that last element out, because GMO tomatoes have BT toxin in them. So that's not a good thing either.
Yeah, aren't like 90% of tomatoes, though, GMO tomatoes? I mean, that was one of the first things that they started modifying.
Yes and no. I think a lot of tomatoes are just heavily sprayed with pesticides and herbicides, but there is now a new GMO tomato, and the little tomatoes, the cherry tomatoes, are even worse than tomatoes themselves. So it's on the dirty dozen list. You want to make sure that if it's on the dirty dozen list, you try to stay away from it.
Okay. Boy, it's almost depressing, you know.
It is, but it's not, because it is doable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to eliminate, it's about toxic load. So you have to keep that in mind. I have worked with clients that have gotten completely twisty if they ate something that wasn't completely clean. It's not about that. You can start anywhere and start to eliminate toxins, and every toxin that you eliminate is one step closer to health. So you don't get depressed, you get systematic. I literally have removed hundreds of toxins from my life, and as a result, my body is celebrating. It's really happy. And so it's something that you just become conscious about, and then you do the best you can.
Okay, so don't beat yourself up if, you know, it's not 100%, because guess what? In real life, most things are not 100%. So, Cheryl, talk to us now about, you know, cooking and clean food and what we can do within our own space so that we can eat healthier.
I now probably cook more than 90% of my own food.
Uh-huh.
I do that for a couple of reasons. I know what ingredients are going into my food if I cook, and then I know what's going into my mouth if I cook. And since I don't ever want to trigger my autoimmune disease ever again and go back to a state of pain, it's really worth it for me. And if you think because you don't have pain yet, you're not on that road, it can take 20 years for you to get there. It can be building up in your body for 20 years. So starting to control what you put in your mouth now is really important. But it doesn't have to be terribly complicated. You can steam vegetables very easily. I try to keep 75% of my plate fruits and vegetables when I sit down to eat.
Okay.
And I choose to make most of the produce that I eat organic. But if you follow the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 guidelines, and if it's on the Dirty Dozen Plus side, which is now 18 vegetables that are dirty, if you make a commitment that you're not going to buy those unless mm-hmm. they're organic, you have taken a gigantic leap towards health, because a potato has 39 chemicals on it.
Jeez.
And nobody's ever going to convince me that eating pesticides and herbicides is good for me. The mm-hmm. more I got into it, the more that was a huge red flag that said they had to go, because mm-hmm. until they went, I wasn't going to feel good again. And you do not have to live a life of pain and pills. If you eat vegetables of all the colors of the rainbow and as clean as possible, if they're on the dirty dozen side, your body can take all those nutrients and use them so that you don't have to have pain and you don't have to be taking pills as mm-hmm. you grow older. So many people I meet with autoimmune disease seem to think that they're going to wait for the next magic pill. And guess what? That magic pill does not exist. The magic ingredient is real nutrients. So I cook every day. The key to cooking is I can put dinner on the table between a half an hour and 45 minutes because I keep quality ingredients on hand in my refrigerator all the time. So I'll take quality protein out in the morning and I'll let it defrost. And I probably don't decide exactly what I'm going to do with it till I walk in my kitchen and start pulling veggies out of my refrigerator. Uh-huh. And I might do a stir fry. I might make a quick soup because I keep bone broth on hand. Uh-huh. I might make just steamed vegetables and my meat. But there are lots of different things you could do that are not excessively time-consuming so uh-huh. that you get real food into your body. And that's yeah. the key. You well, want you got- real food.
I want to mention something about the bone broth. I thought about it, and I was like, ew. And then, I got sick recently, and I said, oh, okay, let me make my own bone broth. That way I know what's in it. So I went and I got, I made a chicken bone broth, and I got everything I needed and put it in a pot. It was like 17 hours later it was done, and it tasted fantastic. I don't know what
yeah,
I was expecting
good.
For it to taste like, but it was really good. Now, on the other side, folks, like Cheryl said, what goes in comes back out, and boy, did it do a clean out. It
yeah.
got rid of
yeah.
all kinds of stuff.
Which made you healthier. Obviously, that needed to happen in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy most of my bone broth. I shop at a market that anybody listening to us can shop at. It's online. They deliver to my doorstep, and mm-hmm. it's called Thrive Market. And their prices are 25% less than Whole Paycheck.
Okay.
And so it's worth it. I place an order about every 2 weeks, and they have their own brand of bone broth in a carton, so that I have it on the shelf in my pantry whenever I need it. And I use it to make my quick soups. I use it to steam my vegetables. I use it to give my body a little extra goodness all the time. So I just have it on hand, and it's fantastic. But Thrive Market will save you on any kind of hard product. They don't carry live food because mm-hmm. they haven't figured out how to get that to your doorstep and not have it go bad if it's too hot or too cold or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can save a lot of money shopping there. There is a membership fee to get started, which I think is $45, but you make that up very quickly if you're doing your grocery shopping with them. And I even buy my clean bubble bath from them. So, because I take a hot Epsom salt bath every night, and I like mm-hmm. to have bubbles in my tub. So it's a good resource. You should go check them out. And it's a great way to get what you need without even having to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have all the right ingredients on hand.
Cheryl, you just said something that's really interesting. You said you take your bath every night and you like the bubbles in it. So we even have to pay attention to our soaps and our other products that we put in the tub with us?
Oh, we have to pay attention to everything. Your skin is your largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first shocks when I started researching is that I was buying very expensive French cosmetics. And on the EWG scale, which is where there's a database with all the toxicity of all these products, mm-hmm. my cosmetics were a 9 out of 10. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. Because your skin is your largest organ. So what you put on your skin goes immediately into your body. So if you are taking a bath in water that's got all kinds of crud in it, and trust me, our water systems are loaded with crud, then that goes into our water. We just put a full filter system on our house in Los Angeles so that we don't have that happening when I'm taking my bath or we're taking our showers. There are filters you can put under your kitchen sink to get the toxins out. There are filters you can put on your shower that take the chlorine and the toxins out. But you have to be very cognizant of the body lotions and the cosmetics, everything. Everything that you put near or on your body. Fragrance. 99% of things that smell are synthetic and poisoning you. Even that one that you're spraying in your house to take the smell out is a synthetic chemical that's causing your body harm. So I use essential oils in a diffuser, and works like a charm, but then you have to research and make sure that what you're putting in that diffuser isn't going to do your animals any harm, because some essential oils are not good for cats and some are not good for dogs. And I actually have a blog up on my website of which ones to avoid if you're a big, if you're a pet lover and you have one or the other of those. But no more perfume. It was poisoning me. One of my blogs is about going out on a date before I met my husband with a guy who had so much cologne on. Before we got halfway down the street, I was asphyxiated. I couldn't breathe. I had him let me get out of the car, and I walked home. And I'll be darned when he came back the next time, he was loaded with cologne again. All of that stuff is not good for our bodies. And my husband jokes that I am a smoke alarm for toxins in a 50-mile radius. My body now picks it up. So that poor guy said, you know, what's your problem? You knew you almost poisoned me the last time. Obviously, we don't have a future.
No. That was a non-starter.
That was a non-starter.
Yes, it was. Now, we've talked about so much today regarding, you know, fast foods, processed foods, and how we can clean ourselves. Our time is almost up. What words of wisdom would you have, you know, if there was just one thing someone could do today around processed foods, fast foods, what would that be? What could
if you're going to buy processed, don't buy, unless it's Chipotle, which actually is making a concerted effort to be organic and non-GMO, don't buy fast food. If you're going to buy processed food, there are a couple rules of thumb. If you can't pronounce it, you stay away from it. If you don't know what the ingredient is, you stay away from it. And you try to buy things with five ingredients or less. The rest of it you make. You make yourself. And it's you get a rhythm to cooking. When I first started, my mother cooked. I learned to cook from my mother. I was lucky. But when I first knew I needed to start cooking, it takes a rhythm until you start to be able to cook quickly. And now, for goodness sake, stay out of my way in the kitchen, because I move fast, and my husband's always standing in exactly the wrong place, and I'm going, go, because it doesn't take long to cook real food that is absolutely delicious and loaded with nutrients. And your body will celebrate with you when you start to do that. I do have, maybe next time when I come back, we can talk about what do I do if we're going to go out to dinner, because I have all kinds of keys of things to do when you're eating outside your own house. But if you're eating in your house, cook your own food, because then you know what you're giving your body. So own your own health and cook. They're two of the most important things you can do to live long and thrive.
Okay, so thank you for that. Well, we've been speaking with our health expert, Cheryl Meyer. Her book is It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn How to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. And you can check her out at her website, and that's CherylMHealthNews.com. Again, that's CherylMHealthNews.com. So to Cheryl and to the audience, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it. As we collectively get over it, start eating more healthy and improving our health. And if you're looking to improve your life in other ways, intuitive consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. consider making the masterful choice of love. Above the blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.